You don't need the years of business experience. You don't need to be able to analyze a spreadsheet and be obsessed with numbers and trends and all. If those aren't your natural things in your wheelhouse, you can hire people for that. You can delegate. Follow your soft skills. Lean on those. Trust those. Make them your strengths. And farm out the rest of the stuff that needs to be done. And we're back
with another episode of He Said, She Said.
Are you so excited that we leave next week for the lighthouse?
I'm so excited.
I literally can't quite believe that it's here already. Like, how fast is this year going?
Not just that. I just want to acknowledge and talk about how much faster you can pull your dreams into play once you really start focusing on them and deciding that they don't have to wait.
Yeah.
Because that vision was, for me, I was like, oh, maybe this is like when I'm 50.
Yep.
Like, maybe we'll have a lake house on the water and we can go on the boat really easily when I'm 50. And we know we did it at your mom's house all the time, but it really is a vision to like be able to have our friends and entertain at this lake house where we can have people
place
come
that feels
and connect.
Like ours. Yeah. Yep.
So it was just that moment. We were actually on a walk and we just had this moment. We saw this house up for sale that was right on the street that we walked by every day.
Yep. And watched them build it for 2 years.
I don't remember the first question, but I think it was something like, wait, what are we waiting for?
Mm-hmm.
Can we do this or not? What's the opportunities? What are our options? And all of a sudden you start to realize that maybe you have some options. Maybe there are some things in your life that you can rearrange, or schedules that you can rearrange, or timelines you can speed up.
Well, you know, the topic today has nothing to do with that, but it's a great link, because what put us in position from a monetary ability, from a time availability, from an energy availability, like what put us in position to grab that place is not our business skills. Matter of fact, you could almost argue that we're lacking in several business skills sorely, but it's the soft skills that have made us good at business. Does that make sense? Like, there's the traditional business skills that people have, and not to mention the traditional business educations that people have. But sometimes those only get you so far. And it's the old question, would you rather be book smart or street smart? I don't know that there's a right answer to that, but my right answer is I'd rather be street smart. We've got some soft skills, like some emotional intelligence skills that have really made us soar. And that's what we wanted to talk about today, because there's too many people, and this is to you listening right now, there are too many individuals, and maybe you're this person, that holds yourself back from the business of your dreams, or from creating a side hustle, or from switching careers, because you feel like you don't have the actual business skills necessary. And if I had to bet between taking someone with incredible EQ over an incredible education, I'm going to take the incredible EQ every single time. And mm-hmm. I think that's how you and I have really gotten to the point where we are.
Yeah. Definitely. Because it's definitely not because we're integrators.
No. Visionaries, but visionaries with the soft skills,
yes, absolutely,
that make us be able to get through from starting a business to the end, to the win.
Absolutely.
So what's your soft skill?
So I have a few that I've been able to pinpoint. I'll start with an obvious one for myself, is that I am the ultimate consumer. Not just the ultimate consumer.
I want to make so many jokes.
I am the ultimate sharer of things that I love as well. And the reason that this is a soft skill for me is because when I'm shopping, when I'm consuming, when I'm online, when I'm looking, I don't just love it for shopping at all for me. Honestly, I love looking online at new products. I love learning about what's out there. I love the branding. I love the marketing. I love talking to people when I'm sharing a product that I love. I love talking to people about why they would love it. What are the gaps in the current things that they're using and why this one fills those gaps? And also, I just really, really love like looking at things and seeing if there's still a space where it could get better, seeing if there's still a white space where I'm like, you know, I really like this, but I can see where this could be better. And that's been huge for me as a consumer of products of coaching, of products of masterminds, of products of actual tangible products, whatever that is, of products of what I'm doing now with Light Pink. So alcohol, non-elk, that has been one of the biggest skill sets for me in making a better product and really getting it out to the people and selling the message, is because I am the ultimate consumer and I'm always buying things thinking about how they could be better and what is missing.
Yeah, you really are. I've got to hand that to you. Like, all jokes aside about you being a good consumer and buying everything, you can look at someone's business or you can look at someone's proposed product and immediately say, people are going to like this or people are not going to like this. People are going to buy this or people are not going to buy this. And then when you give your reasons why, the reasons that I didn't see, but once I hear them, it's the most obvious no-brainer reasons on the planet, right? Like, it's like, oh, of course they're going to buy it because of this, or because, of course they're not going to buy it because of this. And you can just see what's around the corner. You can see what's going to make people take action or not. And that's applied to all of our businesses.
Mm-hmm. And truly, I hate to say it, but it's from practice, actually. So that is a soft skill that was developed. It's like, obviously, I naturally lean towards loving products and marketing and all the things. But it was practice because I do love to consume. I love to purchase and try and do, quote unquote, the R&D. So whenever I'm shopping, Chris, it is
it's like, R&D. Oh,
it really, honestly.
Does that mean we can write everything off then that you buy?
I think we might be able R&D? To. Because it's a future product of mine, potentially.
You know, if someone's listening right now, if you're listening right now and you hear this and you think, wait, I'm a really good consumer. I know what's going to be popular and what's not. Then lean into that because maybe you could be the ultimate affiliate and represent products that make you money.
Yes, for
maybe
sure.
You don't have to own the product yourself, but you can be the best advocate of products that you know are going to be a smash hit and take 30, 40% of the sales.
Honestly, that is why I was such an incredible network marketer. Is because the second that you give me something that already had the back end set up and something that I absolutely loved, it just seemed easy for me. So truly, that is amazing. How about you?
Several come to mind. I've talked in the past about how I can recognize who's going to be successful and who's not, but I don't think that's a soft skill. I think that's a skill that I've built over time of being able to see how people and how things unfold. But I guess it's kind of a soft skill. So if you have that, lean into it. I would say I don't get too high on the highs and I don't get too low on the lows. Like my emotions when it comes to business are very even keeled. They stay within a very specific range. Mm-hmm. And this can be good and bad. Like maybe I should celebrate wins more. Maybe I should get more excited over things. But it really has served me and it really has served us well because when things are going awry, to me, it's just sit down and let's figure it out. And you know what makes no sense? When something little, now let's just talk about my life in general. When something little goes wrong, I throw an absolute spaz, don't I?
Mm-hmm.
But when something big goes wrong, yeah. I'm just cool and collected and like, this is no big deal. Here's the plan. And that has applied to business. So if you hear this and you're like, oh, wait, I don't get too high on the highs. I don't get too low on the lows. Like things don't derail me. I don't go into an emotional tizzy or frenzy and get derailed for a day or a week. If that's you, then you really might be cut out to have your own business because things will derail you if you don't have this superpower. And things will, let's say, lure you in the wrong direction if you get too excited too easily or think you've crossed the finish line already. So that's got to be a soft skill that we've, you know, really benefited from.
So the next one for me, just so if you heard that and you're like, oh, maybe I get really emotional during certain things, I just want to share that one of mine is that I have the ability to wait to respond and actually assess the situation. And this was a learned skill for me because I am more emotional than Chris when it comes to business. I tend to just need a little bit more time to let my emotional, to actually
let something pass.
Yes, to let that emotion wash over me a bit because it feels a bit like a tidal wave in the beginning where I can't sort through my thoughts. And I know that I'm not going to make a good decision. I'm not going to write a good email. I'm not going to say something good. And I'm probably going to make it from an emotional place. So I have learned to let myself come back to a neutral place before I assess anything. Sometimes that requires, depending on how big it was, sometimes it does require me sleeping on it because that night of sleep, even if you don't sleep well that night, you are going, it always flips in the morning. You always feel different. Something always happens at night, especially I'm just going to share, like, honestly, I say a prayer every night to just get the answer or clarity or to be able to make a decision the next day. And there's something about sleeping on it, especially when you ask a positive question before you go to bed or you ask for what you need, whether that's a higher power or just asking your brain goes to work on that decision or even on coming down and coming into a neutral place. So you can still do business, even if you get emotional, if you learn how to hold your response time. I mean, this goes for you and me in arguments. Like we really try to not respond or like take a minute or go for a walk before we talk if we're in a really upset place.
We really don't have hardly any fiery arguments at all, right? We kind of put things out when there's smoke or we know how to manage them in terms of handling it at the right time and in the right way. And that's been a learned skill. I think one more soft skill that'll really serve you, one that I really lean on, is I'm naturally optimistic. I see the opportunity in everything. And even when something goes wrong, I'm optimistic that there's a way to fix it. I'm optimistic that something's going to work out in our favor. I'm optimistic that there's a way to make everything work. I mean, heck, there is. Like some of the dumbest inventions and products in the whole wide world are popular because an optimistic, good leader saw the possibility in it and said, no matter how dumb this product and idea is, we're going to find a way to get people excited about it. And optimism, people want to follow optimism. People want to partner with optimism. People want to buy optimism. And if that's your default, that's going to make you a damn good business owner.
Yeah, we always talk about that. Like people are not necessarily buying the product. They're buying your energy. They're buying your belief. So especially, I mean, I love optimism. That's what people are after. That's how they want to feel. They want to feel good and hopeful about life. So I feel like that absolutely translates into whatever you are sharing and selling. So you guys, we are so grateful for you. You know, in just any of these skills that we shared, they can all be practiced. They can all be honed in on. And, you know, if there's a spot in your business that you're like, oh, I can't do it because of this, but you can always find those people. You can hire out that other potential skill. But I'm telling you, these skills that we shared with you are some of the biggest that you can have as potentially a founder, CEO of your company.
Yeah. So don't second guess yourself. You don't need the Harvard MBA. You don't need the years of business experience. You don't need to be able to analyze a spreadsheet and be obsessed with numbers and trends and all. If those aren't your natural things in your wheelhouse, you can hire people for that. You can delegate that. You can surround yourself with people to do those pieces for you. Follow your soft skills. Lean on those. Trust those. Make them your strengths and farm out the rest of the stuff that needs to be done. That is going to be your winning formula for you and your business. So lean into it. Thanks for listening. Always love and appreciate you guys.
Thank you, guys.